This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a history and physical on Jody Baker. Last name Baker, B-A-K-E-R, Jody, J-O-D-I-E. Place was ProMedica, which is a nursing home. Date was October 28, 2022. New paragraph patient profile. Mrs. Baker is a 44-year-old female who came from McLaren. New paragraph chief complaint, she had chest pain. But she's also weaker and more debilitated than she was a few months ago. New paragraph history of past illness. Mrs. Baker presented with chest pain off and on for a week period. She went to urgent care before that, and the chest x-ray was negative period. She was told to come to the hospital for cardiac workup, but didn't want to period. She went home and began sleeping more and not acting like herself period. She continued to have chest pain intermittently with decreased appetite and slight nausea period. She denied diaphoresis or dyspnea and denied abdominal pain, vomiting, diarrhea, or copper fever. It was felt that the chest pain was atypical chest pain, likely musculoskeletal period. They ruled out a pulmonary embolism with a negative. CT angiogram, and they ruled out major coronary problems, period.
Okay.
Troponins were just slightly elevated, period. A new paragraph was known that she had altered mental status, period. Her sugar was a bit low, period. She also has known metastatic disease to the brain from ovarian cancer, period. It was around 2013 that she just had the ovarian cancer, period. She had a recurrence of a metastasis earlier this year, and now she's not herself either, period. She's weaker and cannot stand on her own, and she couldn't even sit without support, period. In fact, I observed the physical therapist assess her balance, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional. No fever or chills, eye, no complaints, ENT, no sore throat or earache. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, cardiovascular,
okay.
She has chest pain, but it's musculoskeletal and reproducible.
Gotcha.
No dizziness is evident. She's fearful of standing on her own or sitting on her own. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding. Do you notice urea or other complaints? Musculoskeletal, does she have a chest pain? There's no pain otherwise, but she's weak. Neurologic, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. Heme, no bruising or bleeding. Skin or rash or itch. New paragraph, past history. Stage 4 ovarian cancer with metastases to the brain, and she actually had surgery twice and was treated with Decadron last admission, period. She's had radiation chemotherapy, period. 2D pain thrombosis of the upper extremity, right upper extremity, August 2022. History of COVID-19. Thrombocytopenia, hyponatremia, encephalopathy, deep pain from, family history. She could not remember any illness that her parents had, period. Her mother's alive, period. There's mention in the past of cancer, but she couldn't give me much more detail, period. New paragraph, social history. She was living with her mother and is a former smoker, period. No current smoking or ethanol abuse, period. New paragraph. Do we have the med list for Mrs. Baker here somewhere?
It's in our chart.
Where would it be?
It's like right here.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's okay. Medications. Apixaban, 5 milligrams twice a day. Celexa, 20 milligrams daily. Norco, 5-325. One every 6 hours as needed. Pepcid, 20 milligrams twice a day. Macrobid, 100 milligrams BID for 2 more days. Naloxone, 0.4 milligrams as needed. Lorazepam, 0.5 milligrams twice a day as needed. Lisinopril, 5 milligrams daily. Dexamethasone, dexamethasone, sorry, 4 milligrams every 6 hours, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams at bedtime. New paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed and not acute severely ill appearing, but she's debilitated, unable to stand, unable to walk, unable to sit without support. Head and neck exam, pupils equal and reactive to light, eyelid and conjunctiva normal, extraocular was normal, oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection, nose normal, neck supple, no mass, no nodes, no thyromegaly, lungs clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing, cardiovascular normal, S1, S2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema, abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly, CNS, cranial is normal, sensation intact, musculoskeletal. She's very weak, period. There's no joint inflammation or fusion, period. She could not sit or stand. Passive shoulder range of motion is normal. Neurologic, cranium is grossly intact and sensation is intact, period. Plantars were ongoing bilaterally, period. She's very sensitive and resistant and would vigorously move both lower extremities when I attempted the plantars, period. She also has good upper extremity strength and at one point was very weak in her right side. New paragraph. Skin is intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions. Mental status. She's only partially oriented. She knew the state but could not tell me the city, place, or floor, period. She's not oriented to time, period. This is a decrease from when she was discharged from McLaren last time, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Baker had non-specific musculoskeletal chest pain, period. The focus is on pain control. There's no evidence of any cardiac causes, period. Two, she has history of deep vein thrombosis. And I will continue Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, period. Three, she has altered mental status. Four, she has debility and will get OT and PT. Five, she has ovarian cancer with metastases to the brain, and I'll continue Decadron 4 milligrams every 6 hours, period. She'll get OT and PT, and I'll follow her at Briarwood, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.
It was four of us.